我们今天晚上从历代志下21章开始。
Tonight we'll begin with 2 Chronicles chapter 21.
20章的末了就说到约沙法走完他在地上的路程。
At the end of chapter 20, we see that Jehoshaphat's days on earth has ended.
所以21章一开始就说他死了。
Therefore, at the beginning of chapter 21, it tells us that Jehoshaphat died.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
约瑟法虽然是带着一点点的瑕疵。
Even though Jehoshaphat had his blemishes.
究竟他是在神面前还是可以算是一个拣选神的王。
Nevertheless, before in the presence of God, Jehoshaphat was still considered a king who chose God.
那么因此圣灵做他的记录的时候也没有说他死。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit records this matter about Jehoshaphat, it does not say he died.
就是说他与他的列祖同睡。
But that Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers.
跟他的儿子就不一样了。
It is different from the recording of his son.
他的儿子在十九章的里头，圣灵的记录就是说他病重而死。
And in the, regarding Jehoshaphat's son, it says that he was ill, and because of that illness, he died.
在约沙法的世上 这个也不算是一个小事。
Upon Jehoshaphat, that is actually not a very simple matter.
因为神能看他死睡了。
Because God viewed Jehoshaphat as someone who slept with his father.
死了以后。
After Jehoshaphat's death.
他的儿子叶兰就接续他做王。
Then the son of Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, became king.
他有好多的兄弟。
He had many brethren.
当他做王了以后
Now after Jehoram was king
他就把他的兄弟们都杀掉了
He slew all his brethren
什么原因圣经没有说
The scriptures do not record for us the reason
但是我们有理由相信
But we do have reason to believe
他害怕他的兄弟给他抢那个王位
He was afraid that his brethren would take the throne from him
我们不知道他的兄弟究竟是怎么样？这里完全没有记录。
We don't know much about his brethren. Here it has no recording at all.
但是他是怎么一个人？圣经是记录得很清楚。
Yet the scriptures record very clearly for us the kind, the type of person Jehoram is.
圣经里说他是奋勇自强的。
The scriptures here records that Jehoram strengthened himself.
但是他奋勇自强的那个表现就是杀了他的兄弟们。
Yet the manifestation of Jehoram strengthening himself was the fact that he slew his brethren.
虽然圣经没有说到为什么他要杀他的兄弟们。
Now even though the scriptures does not record for us the reason why Jehoram slew all his brethren.
但是从他所做的事上面和他的身世我们能猜出一点点端倪，但是当然这个不一定很准确。
Yet, from Jehoram himself and his background and the things which he did, we're able to have some idea and some hints to his actions.
他是谁呢？
Who is Jehoram?
他是亚哈的女婿。
He is the son-in-law of King Ahab of Israel.
就是说他娶了亚哈的女儿。
In other words, he married the daughter of Ahab.
那这个也许说是他父亲给他做的事。
Now, perhaps this may have been something arranged by his father.
但是他是接受了。
But he accepted it.
并且他大概也是蛮喜欢这个妻子。
And probably, most likely, he also had pleasure in this wife.
所以他就立这个约兰做太子。
Therefore, he anointed Jeroham, Jehoram was the king.
弟兄姊妹们晓得亚哈这个王在以色列那一边是怎么样的一个王。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize the kind of king Ahab is in Israel.
亚哈家在以色列又是怎样的一个家。
Also, bear in mind the house of Ahab in Israel.
亚哈和他的家最有名的就是拜巴利。
The most renowned thing about the house of Ahab is the fact that they worship Baal.
亚哈的妻子就是耶洗别。
And the wife of Ahab is Jezebel.
那我们都知道这些事情。
And we all know these matters.
约兰就娶了他的女儿。
And Jehoram married the daughter of Ahab.
那结果呢? 你就看到第六节。
Then we can see verse 6.
他就行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样。 因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
在这里我要和弟兄姊妹先来注意了。
Here I want to first pay attention with brothers and sisters.
圣灵那么清楚地记载这一个点。
The Holy Spirit clearly records this point.
那这一个点就让我们看到以后的历史和这一个点有非常紧密的关系。Now
because of this particular point, the history that is to come will show us the close connection with this particular point.
当然我们从表面上来看，我们可以这样说，哦，他做了一件事情，就是与世俗、与世界为友了。
Of course, we can look at it from this particular view, saying that now Jehoram has did something that he has befriended the world.
他与世界为友的结果，就把犹大带上一个迷失的路了。Therefore,
because of Jehoram's befriending the world, he led the nation of Judah into a path that has gone astray.
当然这个是从表面上来看,
of course, we can see this on the surface.
但是圣灵那么清楚地记录这一个点,
but because the Holy Spirit records this particular point very clearly,
恐怕并不是只是叫我们留意这个表面的事实,
this may not just be the fact for us to take note of this matter on the surface.
那因此我们从这个事上面我们可以看到一些事情。
Therefore, from this point, we can see certain things.
有一些事情与约兰本身没有直接的关系。
There are some things that are not directly related to Jehoram himself.
应该回过头来说，是约沙法做错了一件事情所留下的恶意症。
But we need to go back to the events that Jehoshaphat himself did and effects, the influences that it brought about because of these events.
那我们看约沙法的时候,
when we see Jehoshaphat,
我们看到他在神面前让神一直在那里责备他的,
we can see what God always rebukes Jehoshaphat for.
他没有守住那个分别出来的地位,
is the point that he did not keep his ground of consecration to be separate.
他一再和以色列家联手来，不是打仗，就是去找王金。
He continues to ally himself with the house of Israel, whether it is politically in war or to seek gold.
那这是神都没有放过他。
These are things that God did not let him go.
都给他很明显、很严厉的责备。
But deals with him very evidently and very strictly.
那虽然约沙法他及时回转,
now even though Jehoshaphat was able to return in time,
但是因着这样的一个愚昧就种下了一些后遗症,
but it's because of such foolishness it has planted some side effects.
他跟亚哈家结亲的这一件事情,
this matter of his being in marriage united with the house of Ahab. Now we're able to see the first bad influence, the side effect of this.
是什么呢?
What is that?
亚哈家的那个影响叫犹大家受了骚扰了。The
influence, the bad influence of the house of Ahab now has caused the house of Judah to be disrupted.
骚扰到一个地步,
the disturbance is to a point,
圣灵就说,
the Holy Spirit records, to do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
哦,这是一个不得了的事情。
This is something that is great.
犹大是神所拣选的,
Judah is chosen by God.
虽然神惩罚犹大,把十个支派交了出去,
even though God has disciplined Judah to separate 10 tribes from them,
但是神明明在那里说的,
but God clearly says there,
他仍然给大卫留下一个支派,
He still allows for David to have this tribe remain.
并且也为叫耶路撒冷的灯光不至消灭。
So that the light in Jerusalem will not go out.
如果不是神这样的怜悯。
If it is not by the mercy of God.
那犹大在神面前以神的怒气是可以让神完全给他们一个结束。
Then the fact of wrath that was incurred by the house of Judah to God, God can put an end to them immediately.
但是神没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
那神知道不知道呢?
Now does God know that or not?
那就是说神有没有预先知道呢?
We can say, does God have foreknowledge of these events?
当然神预先知道。
Of course God does.
如果神没有预先知道会发生这些事情。
If God does not have foreknowledge of all these events to take place,
那神就不会那么严肃的来指出这些问题。
Then God would not, that is the reason why God strictly pointed out these issues with them.
因为我们一碰到这些问题的时候，
Because when we encounter these issues,
我一再和弟兄姊妹提过了，
I say again for brothers and sisters,
我们不能忽略神在生命记与以色列百姓立约的那个内容。
We cannot forget the details, the contents of the covenant which God made with the people in Deuteronomy.
也不能忽略神答应所罗门的祷告的那一个事实。
And we cannot neglect the fact of God's answer to the prayer of Solomon.
并且更不能忘掉两次神向所罗门显现的时候神向所罗门说的话。
And we cannot forget the fact of the words which God spoke to Solomon the two times which God appeared to Solomon.
那这三件事情,
when we put these three things together, Deuteronomy,
所罗门的祷告,
the prayer of Solomon,
神两次显现的话,
the two appearances of God to Solomon,
我们看到有一件很清楚的事,
we can see one thing very evidently.
神说, 虽然我拣选你们,
God says, even though I've chosen you,
如果你们离弃我,
if you forsake me,
我也离弃你们。
I will also forsake you.
是这样的一件事情，神说在前头。
God has already spoken this very clearly.
神这样说在前头，也就说出神老早就看到以色列人或者现在的犹大人，他们一定会走上这样的光景。
The fact that God is able to say those words, he is because he had foreknowledge of the people of Israel or the people of Judah at this point that they will go on such a condition.
那所以才有在历史书的里边有几句话是我们不留意的时候就觉得很平常。
Therefore, there are these certain words in the historical books that seem very common if we do not pay attention to them.
如果我们留意的话，我们就觉得不寻常。
Yet, if we pay careful attention to these words, we would not find them as common. What words are they?
神纪念大卫。
God remembered David.
这是一件事情。
This is one thing.
第二件事情。
Another thing.
神说你对大卫对所罗门都这样说过，就永远有人做你们的国位。
God has said this both to David and Solomon that there will be always someone to sit on your throne.
怎么可能永远有人做他们的国位呢？
How could it be that there will always be someone to sit on his throne?
特别是神在那里提出警告。
Especially when God gives the reminders there.
你们不能背弃这个殿。
You cannot forsake this temple.
你们不能用别神来代替耶和华。
You cannot exchange God for another God.
如果你们这样做的话，
If you do so,
我也会把你们放弃。
I will also likewise forsake you.
连这个殿都可以给拆毁。
I will also allow this temple to be broken.
那神说的那么的清楚。
God has spoken very clearly.
那神明明知道以色列人总有一天会落到这样的不幸而给严重的那个结果。
But God clearly knows the result of the Israelites that one day they'll enter into this condition of unbelief.
但是你留意到神一提到责备走迷的犹大 列王的时候。
But we can take note when God warns of the kings of Judah as they go astray and admonishes them.
他一再的回头来提到，因着大卫的缘故，我怎么怎么怎么。
God always repeats himself by the fact that he, for the sake of David, he will do this or that.
在这里又你我们又碰到这样的事了。
Here we can encounter that again.
你留意第七节。
Pay attention to verse 7.
耶和华因自己与大卫所立的约，不肯灭大卫的家。
Howbeit, the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David.
照他所应许的，永远赐灯光与大卫和他的子孙。
As he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever.
现在我们就马上就碰到一个问题。
Here immediately we have this issue.
因为大卫的缘故。
For the sake of David.
大卫的子孙就永远在神面前蒙福。
The sons of David will always be remembered in the presence of God.
那么神对他的百姓，对于所罗门，对犹大的列王所提出的那个警告是真的还是假的？
Then you might question the warning which God gave to Solomon and all the kings of Judah. Is it a real or true warning or not?
当然是真的。
Of course it is true.
如果是真的，
if it is a real warning,
那大卫的子孙怎么可以永远蒙纪念呢？
Then why, how could it be that the sons of David will forever be remembered? How could they always have a light?
并不太久。
Because not long later, a few hundred years later,
我们看到这个结果完全和这个话对不起来的。
We're able to see that the result does not match with these words.
我们看到圣殿是给毁了。
We see the temple has been destroyed.
而我们看见犹大人是给掳到外邦去了。
We see the fact that the people of Judah were in captivity in the land of the Gentiles.
大卫的后裔那个做王的都在那个巴比伦那边做囚犯。
All the royal descendants of David, they are captives in Babylon.
那神的话是准确的还是不准确的？
Then are the words of God accurate or not? Are they real or not?
是真的。
Are they real or not?
当然是真的。
Of course they are true.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
但圣灵这样记录上当时所发生的这一件事的时候，
when the Holy Spirit records the words and the events as real and true as it is here,
就让我们看到一个很严肃的事情。
It allows for us to see something very, very solemn.
什么严肃的事情呢？
What solemn matter?
神的预知。
That is the foreknowledge of God.
没有影响神的应许。
It does not influence the promise of God.
那按照我们人来说，
Now according to man,
如果我预先知道那这个人是不可靠的，
If I have foreknowledge of this individual and how unfaithful he is,
我一定不会信托他，
I will not entrust anything to him.
但是神，
But for God,
明明知道这是不可靠，
He clearly knows this is not a trustworthy person.
但神还是把他要手中 要做的工，
Yet God still commits the work of his hand to this individual.
你说神这样很糊涂哎。
Then you might say God is not very wise in this way.
神不糊涂。
But thank God he is not foolish.
神是知道是这样的结果。
God knows very well the result.
但是神看重他的应许。
But God emphasizes his promise.
过于眼见的工作的表现。
Over the very visible manifestation of the work itself.
个别的人可以走迷。
Individuals, they can go astray.
但神那个应许是永远的。
But the promise of God is everlasting.
你个别的人可以走迷了。
Individually, they can go astray.
你个别的时间混乱了。
Individually, during times, you can be confused.
但神那个旨意还是在那里没有动。
Yet the will of God is there firm.
神自己会在那里来调整那一个事实。
God himself will be there adjusting the fact.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们说这里是给我们留意到一件非常严肃的事情，就是这一点。
Here, this is the very important point we say that God shows us.
不过是头一点。
But this is only the first point.
神的应许不因着神的预知而受影响。
The promise God will not be influenced just because God has foreknowledge of things to come.
那第二点呢？
The second thing,
那我们就要问了。
Then we must ask,
神凭什么说我纪念他们到永远？
On what basis can God say I will remember them forever?
你说因为我是谁，所以我为什么可以做这个事？
Can we say God says because I'm God, of course I can do this.
如果神是这样做的话，
If God claims that,
那这一位神就是不公义的神。
Then such a God is not a righteous God.
当然神不会是这样。
Of course, God is not that way.
但神确实说了这样的话。
But God said these words.
神要叫他永远赐灯光以大卫和他的子孙。
God has promised to give a light to him and his sons forever.
又说不肯灭大卫的家。
And he would not destroy the house of David.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你怎么来领会这样的一个事实？
How are we able to understand such a fact?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这就是人和神有差距的地方。
This is the very difference between God and man.
弟兄姊妹们，人看人都是看眼前。
Brothers and sisters, when man looks at man, they always look at what is visible ahead.
人看那个事物都是看眼前。
Or when man views a particular event or thing, they are very immediate ahead of them.
但是神却是看任何的人事物，都是从永远这个点来留意。
But when God views anything, man, events, or place, things, it is always from an everlasting, an eternal viewpoint. Why did God already proclaim long ago that you will go astray? Brothers and sisters, then you see. When we look at man, we can only go so far, the father or the grandfather.
你看一些人写传记，为人一些伟人写传记啊，他总是把他的祖宗啊说的怎么好怎么好。
When you look at certain biographies, they always will list out the forefathers of this individual, how good the forefathers are.
但是顶多嘛就是写两三代。
At most, they will only go a generation or two or three back.
但神看人。
But when God views man.
神从永远里边来看。
God looks at man from an eternal viewpoint.
既然从永远里头去看。
If it is from an eternal viewpoint,
就看到我们的源头。
When he looks at us, he sees our very origin.
我们的源头是亚当。
Our origin is Adamic.
在亚当里头的人会在神面前迷失，在神看来一点都不稀奇。
The fact that we are Adamic, it is that we will go astray, and that is nothing uncommon.
如果在亚当里头的人在神面前不会迷失，那才稀奇。
It is only strange if those who are Adamic will not go astray from God.
所以神看地上的人事物的变迁，他不是看一个点。
Therefore, when God look at the changes on earth, whether man, people, or events, it is not on a particular point.
他是从永远看到永远。
He views it from everlasting to everlasting.
他看从永远到永远，他有一个根据。
When God looks at an eternal viewpoint, he has a foundation.
这个根据就是他的旨意。
This foundation is His will.
而他的旨意就是他的儿子。
His will, God's will, is His Son.
那刚好和刚才所提的，神从亚当里看人。
That exactly matches what we just said. When He looks at man, He looks at man from in Adam.
和神从他儿子里面再看人。
Or the fact that He looks at man again, but this time in His Son.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到整个的结果就是两样。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see completely two different ends.
那我们看是看到个别人。
When we look, we only see individuals.
但神看是看到，我不知道该用什么话来说，反正不止一个人。
I don't know what words or term to use, but when God looks at it, He does not only see only one individual.
因为你在这里一看，说到大卫，他说大卫家。
Because here, when God says David, it's not just David, but the house of David.
那就是单是一个人。
Therefore, it's not singular, not just David. It is plural.
是大卫里头的众人。
It is all that is in David.
这件事情就给我们里面很有激励，也很得安慰。
Therefore, this will greatly encourage us and also comfort us.
激励就是说，神永远给我们有路可以走。
It encourages us because God always gives us a path.
安慰是安慰，我们一时的确实没有影响神对我们的纪念。
There is comfort because even if we come short, that does not affect the remembrance of God upon us.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这句话。
Brothers and sisters, take note of these words.
真的是很重的，尤其是放在约兰的身上。
It is especially heavy, especially upon this person of Jehoram.
但是耶和华却因自己的缘故。
How be it, the Lord, for his own sake, What does it mean according to himself? It is because he had made a covenant with David. Then what? That he would not. It's not that he cannot, but he would not. He would not do what? He would not destroy the house of David. On the contrary, but just as he promised to give a light to David and to his sons forever, we thank God. When we mention the sons of David, of course, this is the eternal God who looks from everlasting to everlasting. He does not look at just Jehoram. He's not just looking at Solomon. God sees the fact of his own begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Word become flesh. That is the foundation when God looks from everlasting to everlasting. We thank our Lord. Now, if we use the words in the New Testament to match here, of course, here it does not have any meaning that is manifested in the New Testament. But if we were to use the meaning in the New Testament to look at this point here, very clearly then we're able to see the Son of God. Because here when it mentions, use the translation, the sons of David in the Chinese translation in the New Testament, it is the Son of David.
Not only Chinese word, all the New Testament.
In all the versions in the New Testament, when it uses this term, it means the Son of David. That is the very issue at the very beginning of the Gospel of Matthew in the genealogy. Even later on, when you see the Jews, they call out to Jesus as the Son of David. Even the woman of Tyre cried out to Jesus and said, "Have mercy upon me." Of course, we do not need to forcefully try to match those two points together there and here. But even here, we're able to see the recording of the Holy Spirit is the foundation which God views from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore, the fact that we say that God sees that man has gone astray to God, it is nothing strange at all. Because those who are in Adam, for them to go astray, that is very common. Otherwise, they would not be called the descendants, the sons of Adam. But we thank God. He has mercy. Even if we will go astray, His mercy will come to those who have gone astray. Even though it may not fall upon a specific individual. But it will come upon those who are connected with His promise. Because all the promises of God are in Christ. And it is manifested in His Son. Indeed, we thank our God. Now, we'll just end this point here. We have to look at Jehoram. After Jehoram was king, he reigned for 8 years. In these 8 years, He actually reigned for 6 years.
因为最末了的两年，他是病重在床等死。Because
in the last 2 years, he was sore with sickness.
那这个明显是神对他的鞭打，不是管教。
Very evidently, this is the scourging of God, not just discipline.
因为管教就比较轻。
Because discipline is lighter.
鞭打就手下的比较重。
But scourging is a heavy hand.
所以他当时所受的那个鞭打就是他常只有病。
Therefore, the scourging here is that he had a bowel disease.
结果他就是肠子坠下来就死掉了。And
he, by reason of the sickness, died of sore diseases.
这个事情缠了他两年。This
encumbered him for 2 years.
所以他实际做王是六年。Therefore,
he actually reigned for 6 years.
但这6年的里边他并没有安宁。Yet,
in these 6 years, there's no peace.
因为他离弃耶和华。Because
he forsook the Lord God.
那离弃神的人所招致的那个结局就在他的周围发生了。Therefore,
the things of those who forsake the Lord will befall upon him around him.
头一件事情,用什么注意?
The first thing, brothers and sisters, take note.
第八节,
verse 8.
以东背叛了。In
his days, the Edomites revolted.
啊, 这个不稀奇。
This is not something strange.
因为以东究竟是外邦。
Because the Edomites, they are a Gentile.
不过你要是记起所罗门的那个祷告和生命记里头的所立的约。But
if we recall the prayer of Solomon or the covenant in Deuteronomy,
我们就知道这个事情发生不是偶然。We
can see then this is not by happenstance it takes place.
我们一再强调这一点。
We emphasize this again.
如果神的百姓在神面前活得准确，活得对。
If the people of God live correctly before God,
这些事情永远不发生。These
things will never happen.
神不允许这些事情发生。God
does not allow for such things to happen.
如果神允许这些事情发生,
If God allow for such things to happen,
只有一个可能,
there's only one possibility.
那就是神的百姓走迷了。
That is because the people of God have gone astray.
神就让这些事情
God then will allow for these things to take place in order to revive his people. If they are not revived, then God will only have a heavier hand in the discipline, in the scourging. Now we can see Jehoram only reigned for 6 years, 8 years. He sees the revolt of the Edomites. That is not the great thing. Then we can see
他说,利拿人也背叛了。Even
the people of Nibna revolted against him.
什么是利拿人?
What are those who are of Nibna?
利拿在哪里?
Where is Libna?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你翻开后边的地图你就看到,
if you look at the map on the back of your Bible, you see
利拿是在犹大的境内的一个城。
Nibna is a city within the boundary of Judah.
约书亚进迦南的时候是一个国。
When Joshua entered into the land of Canaan, Nibna was a nation.
以后在以色列人手下,它就只是一个城。
Under the reign of the Israelites, Nibna was only a city.
在犹大国的里头。
Now within the boundary of Judah,
这些称为利拿人的不是原来的利拿人。
These people of Nibna, of course, were not the original people of Nibna.
因为你看约书亚记你就知道。
Because when we read Joshua, we would know.
那里就列出了许多个城，完全是给以色列人连根都拔掉的。
There are lists for us, a number of cities that were uprooted completely by the Israelites.
利拿是其中一个。Nibna
was one of them.
那因此你知道那个时候的利拿的居民就不再是原来的利拿人。Therefore,
we can know the people who dwelt in Libna at this time are not people of Libna.
是什么人?
Who are they?
犹大人。
They are people of Judah.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters. When we discover this fact, then you'll realize during the reign of Jehoram, what did he face? The condition which Jehoram faced was that he had revolt from without and within the nation. Without was the revolt of the Edomites. Within, it was a revolution of his own people. Brothers and sisters, indeed, for this king of Judah, it was a hard reign. But Jehoram was not awakened.
他继续在11节, 他继续在犹大诸山来建造拜偶像的那些地点。
Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah.
完全学着以色列诸王所做的事。
And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel.
说得更严肃一点,他说,使犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民行邪淫,像亚哈家一样。
And caused inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication as the house of Ahab.
那所以神差先知来啊,就宣告他的结局了。
Therefore, God sent a prophet to proclaim his end.
那先知宣告了他这样的结局,
now, after the prophet proclaimed his end,
事实又按照先知所宣告的发生,
now the fact did happen according to the proclamation of the prophet.
他悔改了没有?
Did Jehoram repent?
他悔转了没有?
Did he return?
没有。
No.
那结果, 2年的肠子病啊, 就死掉了。
Therefore, 2 years of incurable bowel disease, he died. Now, it's fine after if he died. Let us first look at what happened to Jehoram. Here, the Holy Spirit records this for us. He says that after he died, the people made no burning for him.
神的百姓给死人烧东西是不是跟中国人的那个习惯是同一个源头?
Here, I don't know the fact for the people of God when they burn things for the dead. I don't know if it's from the same origin as the Chinese when they burn for the dead.
圣经里面有提到这个事情不止一次两次三次。
The recording of such things in the Bible are a few times. But there's no explanation what this is all about. But there's one principle we know. These things are burned for the dead. What is that principle? It is the principle of worshipping an idol. Now we won't go off this tangent. Before there are certain kings, Asa, it especially mentions this. Now Jehoram is mentioned. It makes mention that they made no burning for him like the burning for his father. Then it seems to imply they burned for his forefathers. Now, why did the people burn for them? I believe the Holy Spirit especially records this. It's to highlight the fact that this person of Jehoram not only sinned against God, but he also did not gain favor with men.
百姓烧物件的那个事情也不做给他。
Then, after his death, even this practice of burning to the dead of the people did not burn for him.
这件事情我们肯定是不对。
We know this is wrong.
但是我们记得犹大 的百姓在那个时候常常就是在这个迷失与不迷失的那个边缘里边来游走。
But we know the people of Judah during that period is always on the border of going, doing right or going astray. They're always back and forth.
所以他们会照着那个拜偶像的事物来烧东西给死人，这个也不稀奇。
Therefore, it would not be strange if they did this out of practice because of the practice of burning to the dead of worshipping idols.
不过圣灵在这里记载一件事情呢，却是由他的意思来表达，约兰这个人在神面前糟糕到一个地步。到了什么程度？
But the fact that the Holy Spirit records this would highlight the fact of how terrible, how woeful the person of Jehoram is before God and man.
不烧东西给他，
that the people would not even burn for him, and that's only one thing. And they also said,
百姓也不把他埋葬在列王的坟墓里。
They buried him in the city of David, but not in the graves of the kings.
而只是把他埋在大卫城。
Only in the city of David.
但是不在列王的坟墓。
But not in the tombs of the king.
那这些的记载就说出他是如何的惹动人的讨厌。
Such recording would only tell us of how hated he was of the people.
那我们提到这些事情，
When we mention this,
现在回过头来再看我们刚才说。
Now we look back to what we just mentioned.
是这样的一个约兰。
This is how Jehoram is.
神怎么还纪念他？
How is it then that God will still remember him?
保留他一段的日子。
Or still will keep him for a certain day.
还让他再让你显明耶路撒冷的灯光。
Or still allow for him to manifest the light of Jerusalem.
还在那里明说出神纪念大卫和他的子孙直到永远。
Or the fact that God promised to give a light to David and his sons forever.
那当我们把这些事情摆在一起，
Now when we place all of this together,
你看到了。
Then you can see,
神在约兰的这件事上面，与其说是给约兰做记录，
upon this matter of Jehoram, if we were to say this is a recording of Jehoram,
不如是说是借着约兰这一个人来向人发表神的性情。
Even more so, we should say it is through this person of Jehoram that manifests for us the nature of God.
发表他的自己。
Or to manifest for us God himself.
他是怎么样的一位神？
Now what kind of God he is?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是爱和怜悯。
He is compassionate and loving.
公义和圣洁。
Righteous and holy.
在约兰这一段历史里头，神都在那里向人表达出来。
Upon the history of Jehoram, we're able to see these characters manifest of God.
好了，约兰死了。
Now after the death of Jehoram.
但是约兰死了。
But after his death,
是不是事情就停在这里呢？
Does it mean this event will come to an end?
如果约兰死了，事情就停在这里。
If his death will put these things to an end,
约兰以神和人讨厌。
Even though Jehoram was hated by God and man,
也就是那么一点点。
It's only for that short period.
但是你往下去看的时候，
But if we read on,
你就留意到这个事情很不简单，非常不简单。
We see this is not simple at all. It goes on.
那当他死了，
After his death,
那耶路撒冷的居民就立他的小儿子亚哈谢来接续他做王。
And the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his stead.
因为那个时候他只剩下这一个儿子。
Because this is the only son he had left.
其他的儿子，
the other sons,
都在跟亚拉伯人打仗的时候全给杀了，就是21章末了那一段话里面所记载的。
That's recorded at the end of chapter 21 when it says, For the band of men that came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the eldest.
只剩下亚哈谢一个人。
Only Ahaziah was left.
是他的小儿子。
This is his youngest son.
那耶路撒冷的人就立他做王。
Therefore, the inhabitants made him king.
做了多久呢？
How long did he reign?
一年。
One year.
我想是犹大诸王当中最短的那一个王。
I suppose this is the shortest reign of the kings of Judah.
他这一个人呢，比他父亲更糟糕。
Now, this person, Ahaziah, is even worse than his father.
那我们
Then we must also take note.
谁把他生下来?
Who gave birth to him?
亚哈的女儿.
It is the son, the daughter of Ahab.
那现在我们又要扯回到约沙法去.
Then again, we have to go back to Jehoshaphat.
这个是约沙法没有守住分别的地位的所 留下的后遗症的第二件.
This is the second matter of Jehoshaphat for not standing his ground to be separate, and this is the bad influence it brought about.
这一个亚哈谢他做王只有一年.
This Ahaziah only reigned for 1 year.
但是他毫无保留地听他母亲的话.
But he listened to everything his mother told him.
把亚哈家在以色列那边做的事情全都搬过来了.
He did everything according to the ways of the house of Ahab.
并且和亚哈家有了一个非常紧密的连结.
And he had a very close union with the house of Ahab.
所以在那一年的里头.
Therefore, in this year.
那他就 跟以色列王亚哈的儿子约兰去基列的拉莫跟亚兰人打仗.
He went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth Gilead.
那后来那约兰打败了，他就回到撒玛利亚.
And after he was defeated, he returned to Samaria.
到了以色列的那个以色列了.
And that is, he was in Jezreel of Israel.
那这个亚哈谢又去看他.
Then Ahaziah went to see Jehoram, the king of Israel.
结果在路上就碰到耶户.
Then on the way, he saw Ramah.
那就是神兴起来除灭亚哈家的耶户.
And this is Jehu, who God has risen to put an end to the house of Jehoram. And Kings, this is recorded in much detail. Yet in Chronicles, it seems to just bring this over very quickly and lightly.
但是你看下去的时候，你看到那个结果也不是轻描淡写。
But when we read on and see the result, it is not light and simple at all.
那亚哈谢去看约兰的时候,
when Ahaziah went to see Jehoram of Israel,
结果就给耶户杀了,
as a result, he was slain by Jehu.
那当然, 他给杀了也没有话讲。
Of course, just because Ahaziah died, there's nothing much to say about that.
明明看见是神的, 比鞭打更厉害的管教.
We can see very clearly this is scourging from God, which is much more severe than discipline.
现在来了.
Now,
当约兰死了以后,
after Jehoram died,
在犹大就发生一件非常严重的事.
This is a very severe thing that happened in Judah.
什么事呢?
What is that?
他母亲,
it is the mother,
就是亚哈的女儿,
that is the daughter of Ahab.
你留意第十节,
if you take note of verse 10,
亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了就起来找灭犹大王室.
But when Ahaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah.
用现在的话来说就是宫廷政变了.
And in using today's terms is that there's a complete change in the royal palace.
他把犹大的王室全都来灭掉了.
She destroyed all of the royal seed.
但是,
but
亚哈谢的妹妹,
but the sister of Ahaziah,
是应该是亚哈谢的妹妹.
It is the sister of Ahaziah.
就把一个最小的亚哈谢最小的儿子约阿诗 从被杀的王子中偷出来.
So Joash, the youngest son of Ahaziah, and hit him.
把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。
And put him and his nurse in a bed chamber.
约士巴就是这个王的女儿，是约兰王，确定是约兰王的女儿。
So
this
is the sister of Ahaziah for Jehoshabeth, the daughter of King Jehoram.
那她是谁?
Who is she?
她是祭司耶和耶大的妻。
She is the wife of Jehoiada, the priest.
他们一家就把约阿斯收藏起来。
This family hid Joash.
免得给亚他利亚来杀死。
Hid him from Ahaliah so that she slew him not.
后来约阿斯就 他们的家就在殿里头,
their house is in the temple.
因为他是大祭司,
because Jehoiada was the high priest. They lived there 6 years.
末了那一句话,
the last
亚他利亚就算了国位,
the last sentence in chapter 22, Ahaliah reigned over the land.
好了,弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
我们先不说其他,
we won't go into other things first. Let's first take note.
这又一次显露了约沙法没有守住分别出来的地位所留下的后遗症的第三点。
This is the third point that is manifested to us of the bad side effect because Jehoshaphat did not keep his ground to be separate.
这一个点就严重了。
This is a very serious matter.
这一个点从表面上看来是好像算了国位。
On the surface, it seems like Ahaliah usurped the throne to reign over the land.
但是你看进里面去的时候,
but when we look into it,
是砍断大卫的子孙的根。
It is a means to cut the root of the son of David.
再进一层呢,
if we go a step further,
那是直接在那里, 来拆毁神那永远的计划的进行。
It is to try to execute, to destroy the eternal will of God from going forward.
弟兄姊妹,你看到这些都是非常非常严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, you see these are very, very important things.
严肃到一个地步。
It is so serious.
摸到神上永远的旨意。
It comes into contact with that everlasting will of God.
我们看到这个地方,
if we see this point,
我们可以回过头来, 来做一个小结,
we can look back and have a small summary.
因为我们看约瑟法的时候, 我们是看到他没有守住分别的地位。
Because when we look at Jehoshaphat, it's the fact that he did not stand his ground to keep separate.
我们就觉得, 分别这一件事情好像并没有那么 严重吧?
Then perhaps we may view this matter of not keeping separate not to be so solemn and not so serious.
那弟兄姊妹们,当我们看见神的恢复的工作其中一个很重要的工作的原则,
but when we see this restoration of God, a very, very important principle of God's recovery,
乃是分别,
is separation.
在创世纪第一章就已经给我们看到很明显的那个分别。
We see that very clearly in Genesis chapter 1 of that separation.
整本圣经都给我们看见神的工作是透过这个分别的法则来执行的。
Throughout the whole Bible, we're able to see that God's work is done under this principle of separation.
而如果我们看到这样的一个事实,
now we see such a point,
你就看到这个问题真是很严重。
Then we see indeed this is a very serious issue.
当时约沙法来说,
at that time for Jehoshaphat,
上一次我已经提了,
last time already made mention,
也许他是好意,
perhaps it may have been good intentions.
婚姻的外交把以色列重新带回耶路撒冷,
for this union and marriage, perhaps to bring Israel back again into one.
当然不一定是事实,
of course that may not be the fact.
尽管他 算他是这个事实,
even if that was the intention,
那个动机是很好,
the motive is very good,
并且是为神做大事,
and in fact it's doing a great thing for God.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
一个非常严肃的问题就出现了,
that is a very strict, solemn issue then.
先知来明显地警告他, 你怎么恨神, 与恨与神所恨的人来连接，与。
The prophet came to warn him very solemnly, why did you do this to despise God, to unite yourself with those who God hate?
爱恨神的人,
to love those who hate God.
你这个不对。
That is not right.
你没有分别出来。
You did not separate yourself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这个神的警告是那样的严肃的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we see such a solemn warning from God,
因为在那里分别是碰到一件这样的事,
because the issue of separation touches this matter.
你不爱神所爱的,
you do not love what God loves.
你是恨神, 你是喜欢神所恨的,
but you love what God hates.
当你一摸到这样的一个事实的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when you touch these things,
你就看到那个分别出来不是一件小事,
you can therefore realize this matter of separation is not small issue.
当这位历史历代以来属灵的征战撒旦最拿手最有效的来对付神名下的人的那个手法就是叫你不分别出来。
Brothers and sisters, throughout the ages in the spiritual battle, the best way, the best scheme which Satan uses, his best device is for the saints not to be separate.
我们看出埃及记的时候弟兄姊妹你看到。
When we see Exodus, brothers and sisters, you see this.
以色列人要出埃及。
The Israelites wanted to leave Egypt.
法老给他们好几个条件。
Pharaoh gave them many conditions.
虽然那几个条件但从表面上看来好像都不一样。
Even though on the surface, all those conditions seem to be different.
你们可以去不要走得太远。
You can go, but don't go too far.
你们可以去把你们的妇人孩子留下来。
You can go, but leave the women and the children behind.
你们可以去把你们的牲畜牛羊财产留下来。
You can go, but have all your possessions remain behind.
在表面上看来。
But on the surface,
好像还是法老的好意了。
It seems like this is a good intention from Pharaoh.
你们成年人去旷野。问题不大。
All the adults for you to go to the wilderness, that's fine.
你要是把这些妇人小孩啊，生出牛羊都带去，他们倒苦了。
But if you take the women and children and the possessions, your herd and your flock, they will suffer.
你何必让这些人跟着你们去受苦呢？
Why you allow for those to come follow you to suffer?
但不这里不是那件事。
But within it, that is completely different.
很清楚你看见。
Very clearly we see.
这是留下。
This is to remain behind.
就要留下。
Then the Israelites must remain behind.
以色列人就离不开，就出不了埃及。
Then the Israelites cannot leave Egypt.
就没有从以色列人中间分别出来。
Then they have not separated themselves from the Egyptians.
也没有从世界分别。
They did not separate themselves from the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神领以色列人出埃及。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see God leading the people out of Egypt,
在神攻击埃及那十个灾害的时候
，When God attacked Egypt with the 10 plagues,
明显就做出。
Very clearly,
神是把以色列人和埃及人分别的。
God makes this distinction, the separation between the Israelites and the Egyptians.
在埃及地呢，有很多人。
There are many in the land of Egypt.
有埃及人，有以色列人。
There are the Israelites, there are the Egyptians.
但是神所击打的是埃及人。
But the ones whom God struck were the Egyptians.
以色列人丝毫没有受到。
There was no harm at all to the Israelites.
当神把他们领出埃及的时候
When God led them out of Egypt,
这都是我们很熟的那个历史
This is history we're very familiar with.
神不让他们走近路
God did not let them go the short path,
把他们带到旷野去
but brought them to the wilderness,
并且带到红海边
and to the edge of the Red Sea.
按人来看
according to man,
好像把他们带到绝境
it seems like has brought them to a dead end.
但是感谢神
but thank God,
神的目的就是要让他们过红海
the purpose of God is for them to cross the Red Sea.
过了红海就把埃及扯断了。
When they cross the Red Sea, it is to cut severe them from Egypt.
当然，这些外面的扯断还不是最主要的扯断。
Of course, this severing from externally is not the most thorough.
所以你看到以色列人在那边旷野的时候，外头是跟。
Therefore, we can see the Israelites externally in the wilderness, they were cut off from Egypt. But within, their inclination is still toward Egypt.
所以神说旷野不是你们永久在这的。
Therefore, God told them, you will not always dwell in the wilderness.
你必须要进入迦南。
You are to enter into Canaan.
你进入迦南。
To enter into Canaan. Then it is finished.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
分别出来这一个原则,
this matter of separation,
在神做工的那一个法则的里面是很重的一个法则,
under the principle of the work of God, that is a very great one.
约瑟法在当年没有留意到这一个,
Jehoshaphat in his days did not take note of that.
他在这一件事上面放松了,
he was relaxed upon this point.
虽然他个人,
even though individually he returned, but the bad influences that created are very severe. Now we can see these bad influences upon his descendants. Three very bad influences. When we summarize it as one thing, that is the execution trying to cut off the eternal will of God being done.
你要把神的百姓带进迷失的里头,
to bring the people of God into going astray.
弟兄姊妹记得,
Brothers and sisters, remember,
这是历代志,
this is the Chronicles.
神做工的日记,
this is a recording of God's work.
神怎么来看这个这一段的事情,
how does God view these events?
神就是这样看,
this is how God looks at it.
神把他
God leaves his thoughts for us in this way, so that we would know. That we would be unlike those who seek a way outside of God. Now, Athaliah reigned and usurped the throne. You might question, will Judah still have hope? God has just said he always will remember David and his son. But evidently now who is on the throne of Judah is no longer the son of David. Would there still be a future for David, for Judah? If we ask a step further, can the eternal will of God still be finished?
这样的问题,
these questions,
摆在现在的教会的, 全地的教会的光景上来, 也同样的是合用的,
it is still usable, applicable if we place those questions on the church in the world today. The church on earth today in her condition. Or all the oppression of the church on the church today. Is there still a future for the church? Is there still a way for the church? These recent days, I'm reading of a testimony that Brother Eric gave me. I read the testimonies and I wept many times. We cannot but ask those questions. Is there still a way for the church on earth? Is there still a future for the church on earth? Now when we see the condition of Judah, it is the same. Athaliah is on the throne. All the descendants of David are not there. In man's view, all the sons of David have been slain. It is because there it says that Athaliah had slain all the royal seed. Is there still hope for Judah? Can the sons of David still be risen? Where are the sons of David? In man's view, they cannot see any. But thank our God. It is himself at work. There he is responsible to bring this back on track. Therefore, besides this point of the youngest son Joash being hidden, we must also ask, Who would be so brave to hide this youngest son? Now you say that is his aunt, the royal aunt.
王姑也不行啊, 在这种光景的底下,
no, not even if she's the royal aunt, she cannot do this.
小的不把她宰掉, 那就很稀奇的,
it would be strange if Athaliah would find out and would not kill her as well.
但是我们要问,
but we must ask,
藏起来的那个人是谁?
Who is this person who hid Joash?
是他的姑姑,
yes, it is his aunt.
但是他姑姑是谁?
But who is his aunt?
是祭司耶和耶大的妻子。
Joash's aunt is the wife of the high priest Jehoiada.
这里面就给我们又看到一件事情。
Here again we see something.
那是神的手在那里的干预。
That is the intervention of the hand of God.
但是神要干预这件事情。
But in order for God to intervene,
你必须要有一个在神的手里能给神用的。
You must have a vessel that is usable in the hand of God.
在亚塔利亚算了犹大国位的这个大环境的里头, 谁有这个胆量来与亚塔利亚作对?
Under this condition, when Athaliah usurped the throne and is in power, who would be bold enough to go against her?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
有耶和耶大,
there is Jehoiada.
他站在圣殿那边,
he stands on the side of the temple.
他守住圣殿的这一个位置,
he held fast to the position of the temple.
他在圣殿的这一个位置上面没有容让亚塔利亚有插手的地步,
on the ground of the temple, he did not allow for Athaliah to have any say in it.
虽然亚塔利亚已经把整个犹大国的绝大部分都带到拜,
even though Athaliah has taken the majority of the people of Judah and the power to worship Baal, but there are still those who are faithful to God. Even though the remnant is few, and it is a minority in Judah, that is just like the 7,000 in Israel. They would not bow to worship Baal. Even though in comparison, in contrast, the ratio is so small, so minor. But thank God, God does not need many in number. As long as there are those who are willing to stand on God's side, God would gain then the position, the authority for his work to be done on earth. During that time, that is the case with Jehoiada. Even though the recording of the matter of Jehoiada is not much in the scriptures, in the next chapter, we see that he protects this prince and even supports this prince. We'll go into this next time. But first, we'll see this person of Jehoiada. During that time, the position which Jehoiada stood, what position is that?
那在外面来看,
externally, it is a risk.
但是你看到里头去的时候,
but when we look within,
你看到神在那里得着一个人,
we can see that God has gained an individual.
他是非常坚强地站立在他所该站的位置上。
This individual stands very securely, firmly on the position he ought to stand.
他是非常明确地在那里。
Very evidently, he separates himself out. There, he solely chooses the will of God. Even though it is a very, very great risk he is taking, but he did so. We thank God. This is Jehoiada. Jehoiada
是当时维持着神的见证的一个 非常重要的人。
Is a very important individual at that time who held fast to the testimony of God.
这就给我们回头来看。
This will allow for us to go back.
神在那里做他的做工的日记。
There, as God is recording the journal of His work.
他日记里头所表达出来的是什么？
Here, what is God manifesting?
神的见证人。
It is the witnesses of God.
神找到他的见证人。
God has found his witness.
神得着他的见证人。
God has gained his witness.
因着这些神的见证人。
Because of these witnesses of God,
神的旨意在非常暗淡的光景的里面还不至断绝。
The will of God, even though in a very dim condition, will not come to an end.
这个不至断绝的地位,
the fact that because there is ground for God's will not to come to an end,
就让神有了做工的基础,
would allow for God to have the foundation in which to work.
神的恢复就在那里开始,
and that is where the restoration of God will begin.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
但是这个不是当时约瑟跟耶和华大的例子。
Yet, this is not only the history of Jehoshaphat and Jehoiada at that time.
这个是历世历代以来带进神的恢复的那一个许许多多的圣徒们的脚踪。
But this is also the footsteps of the saints throughout the ages and the same foundation in which God is able to restore his work.
过去的圣徒们是这样走过来。
This is how the saints of the old have gone on this path.
现在的圣徒们还是这样的走上去。
The saints of today follow on likewise.
以后要来的那些见证人仍然是在这里走上来。
And the witnesses to come likewise will have to go on the same path.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在26、27这两章的里头
in these two chapters 26 and 27
从历史的记载本身里头 来看没有什么太值得我们去留意的事
if we look at the historical recording itself there are nothing much that we need to remember
但是在这个好像在表面上不值得我们很留意的事情因为他们都不是丰功伟绩的记录
But these things that seem very minor because they're not very great merits or things recorded.
而是一个衰败的那个过程。
But it's a recording of there is a decay or a failure.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
就在这些的记录的里面。
But it's in such recordings.
神把他自己显明出来。
God manifests himself.
神把人该拣选的那个方向道路也摆出来。
God also placed forth for us the way and the choices which man needs to choose.
让我们看见神的永远的计划的执行。
So that we can see the execution of the eternal will of God.
不在乎神得着大多数的人。
It's not dependent on a great number which God needs to gain.
当然能让神得着大多数的人那是好事。
Of course, it is a good thing if God was able to gain a great majority of the people.
但是就算没有大多数的人给神得着。
But even so, if God only gains the minority,
只要有少数的人肯站在神那一边。
As long as there are a few who would stand on God's side,
哪怕他只是一个人。
Whether it be one,
神有了工作的根据。
God then will have the foundation in which to work.
神就负责在那里把那个恢复带进来。
Then God is there to be responsible to bring about that restoration. We thank God.
这是神让我们去明白的。
This is what God wants us to understand.
叫我们实在感觉稀奇。
Indeed, this amazes us.
因为他是这样的。纪念他永远的计划。
Because this is how God remembers his eternal plan.
也可以说他是这样的永远纪念他给人的应许。
We can also say this is how God remembers his promise to man.
而不因着人的愚昧而改变他的定义。
Not because of man's foolishness that his will change.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.